This is an ABC podcast.
I really need your help. We need your help. Help me, Maggie.
What should I do? Please help, Maggie.
I'm Maggie Dent, and in these special Help Me, Maggie episodes on Parental as Anything, you get to ask me the sticky, tricky parenting questions you're dying to get the answers to. Do you remember when you couldn't wait for your baby to talk? You know, waiting to see what their first words would be. Oh, such a special time. But for many, the talking becomes endless. The questions, the but whys, the constant chatter when your child shares every single thought that passes through their head. It can be really exhausting, as this mum is finding out.
I have a wonderful 4-year-old boy and I love him to bits. He is also a real chatterbox. I'd really appreciate some strategies to cope with the non-stop talking because though I love all his stories and questions, I'm beginning to find it stressful, often exhausting to get other things done whilst trying to actively listen and respond to the constant chatter. If I don't reply straight away, he repeats the same thing or he goes, "Mom, Mom, Mom," until I do. I have even noticed him chatting away to me when he's in a different part of the house and I've got no hope of really hearing him. I would really value some more quiet moments in our day. I don't want to seem dismissive or disengaged, but recently I've found my patience running low at times. Maggie, please help.
Dear mum of the chatterbox child, look, firstly, some of our talkative kids are simply letting their endless thoughts escape out their mouth, like stream of consciousness, and it can be a part of normal development of the inner voice and their sense of self. And it can be a stage that can pass. To be honest, some kids are just wired to be more talkative than others. They're born that way, possibly because they may be a budding extrovert, a fast learner, someone who's going to be fabulous in theatre, or one whose love language is quality time. And wanting to talk to a parent might be all about love and connection. Nevertheless, it can be exhausting. Now, sometimes talkative kids can be charming and funny and really interesting. Oh, but when that conversation is endless, happens at the wrong time, the wrong place, oh, it can really turn people off. And this is often an opportunity to help them understand communication. Now, Mama, I really hear you and I really get the frustration. So I'm an introvert, so I found it particularly wearing. Firstly, well done for trying to avoid getting angry or shaming him. That is so important. So if quality time is one of his love languages, and that means he wants to be really close to those he loves, try to start the day, maybe over breakfast, sitting close and giving him 100% of you. Listen like mad for maybe 5 minutes. And then when he comes back home, start with the same close connection. Because if that connection cup is filled in a focused way, he might not be quite so desperate to keep on trying to put little bits in by endlessly talking. The second fabulous tip is that all habits can be changed. You remember neuroplasticity? We all can learn new neural pathways in the brain. And kids do need to learn boundaries. And your little one might need some help here. So if you can get a word in, have a chat with your little one and say, sometimes mummy needs it to be a bit quiet. And how can we plan mummy to have some quiet times? Now, obviously, he's only young, so he can't look at words. So maybe draw some pictures on a plan that says, here's mummy, where can mummy get some quiet time? He might just, he might draw you sitting on the toilet. He might draw you doing the dishes or something. But we've got to give him an idea that there are places mummy can have some quiet time and it's still okay. I would start with just 1 5-minute quiet time every couple of days to start with. And then maybe the following week, we might add another day. So we gradually change a habitual pattern of being right at your side, talking endlessly. So it's building a new boundary. Obviously, if you've got a co-parent, sub each other out from time to time. And that may be also building on the mummy needs some quiet time or daddy needs some quiet time or whoever's my co-parent needs some quiet time. Everyone can value quiet time. The next one is enlist the help of family members, even ones who are maybe on the other side of the world. So if they can't come in and sit with them and give them those quality chats, maybe a Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp or whatever works in your world. Maybe when you're getting dinner ready, same time each week, so it becomes a new habit to break his other habit. I'd also explore the possibility of pretend play, where he can sit with some favourite toys and you can be there as well. And he chats to the toy and we imagine that the toy has to listen and then talk back. I'd also play statues. Do you remember how to play statues and you've got to be really quiet? Sometimes charades and hide and seek. And hide really well, Mama. And then, as he gradually changes this habit and this pattern, talk to him about how conversations need each person to listen as well as talk. And create some fun ways to have listening chats. I'd even teach him how to do jokes because jokes have to have input from another person. I also was a big fan in my classrooms of what I called the silent sound signal. When I needed to get attention of the students in my classes, I wanted them to be able to not have to have me raise my voice because no one likes being shouted at. So I'd often gently put my hand in the air so that they could finish what they were saying and they could put their hand in the air, and gradually people became quiet. Maybe you could teach him this, that if you put your hand up, that might be a moment that he finishes that sentence and then can have a little bit of shush so that you might be able to have something to say. As he gets older, we encourage him to play by themselves, to build some Lego or Duplo, do drawings by himself, and I am going to suggest some regular couch time with high quality children's TV as a way to have a break. And please do that guilt-free. Next, the last one. Does he have a quieter friend or a cousin? Maybe have some play dates. So basically copying the behaviour of other children who are a little bit quieter might also help him change his endless chatter. And then as he grows older, it will change. As his maturity, especially his prefrontal lobe, grows, and one day when he's a teen, you may look back on these days very differently when he doesn't want to say very much at all. In our digital world, we are seeing more and more young adults with poor face-to-face communication skills. So look on the positive, Mama, and know that your beautiful boy is not going to be one of them. Next time on Parental as Anything, children's birthday parties, a day of fun, excitement and special treats, right?
It was just all wrong, and she spent much of the party in tears.
Want to throw a birthday party your kid will actually enjoy? Find out how on Parental as Anything in the ABC Listen app.
This episode of Parental as Anything was recorded and produced on Gadigal and Combermere country.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.